What's trivia, Candace? What is trivia?
Oh, you are about to find out.
In, I don't even know how many hours. 24, 25, 26, 27, about 28 hours.
Yeah.
We'll start, cause we'll figure it out. Well, I'll figure it out. The girls in the 9:15 class asked me this morning, they're like, are you in a team? I was like, no, what? I don't know what I'm doing, but. And I was like, no, I'll be asking questions with Candace. I don't know the answers, but I'll be asking the questions. It's very funny.
Oh, shit.
What's going on?
Not much.
Much. Just did a little session.
Yeah.
Or a big session.
Big session.
You tired?
Yeah. I told myself because you went out and came back that I had to finish by the time you got back. That was like my motivation to like not rest for too long between my bits. And I literally finished my last rep as you walked in the door.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
As I saw your little head come through the door, I finished. I was like, whoa, lucky I didn't rest any longer. I would have failed.
And then you would have been very disappointed.
I would have been so mad at myself.
And then you would have had to redo the whole thing again because you failed the task.
Oh, God.
It's a good session?
Well, it's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know what's good today?
The weather.
Yes.
So nice. This week has been magic.
It has been. And I feel like feels better once it's been rainy for a long time. I
appreciate it more. But like it's just like something about the air.
It's like
crisp.
I was just about to say it's like
because it's clean. I don't know. It's just
crisp
good.
And clean.
It's just good.
What are we talking about today?
Well,
trivia. No.
Trivia. It's our birthday on the weekend.
Happy birthday. Yeah, it is.
10 years. It's pretty freaking cool.
That's a long time.
Mm. When you opened the gym, did you ever think this far ahead?
Yep.
You did?
I remember waking up the morning of the first class.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not shitting you. I was like, remember what this feels like right now. Mm. Remember this moment and then compare it to when you wake up in 10 years. Because
mm-hmm.
I just 10 years or something about 10 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I was like, I wonder what I'm going to be like at 34.
Well, here we are. Are you happy with what you've got?
Very much.
Do you remember what the first workout was?
First day? Sarah actually asked me this today. I know there was back squats in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were, yeah. It's like, got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Today we start with squatting.
Test,
We got to do a back squat and then an overhead squat. It's testing day, y'all.
I'm just going to ask you some questions.
Cool.
About the gym.
Nice.
I feel like we've talked about it before, but here we go again.
We're going to do it again. We'll do it every year.
We'll do it every year for eternity now.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 years ago, when did you move to the coast? How long before that?
So Jordan moved up before. Like just at the start of the year or like the end of the year because we opened in April. So he stayed with one of our friends, got a job, and I finished up work. Would have been like Feb, I reckon, in Toowoomba, and then moved up once we got a rental, which was, yeah, probably Feb, March. So I'd say about a month to 6 weeks before. And when Jordan was up here for a couple months before me, we had the lease on the shed. And he was like working full time and then he'd go to the shed after work and build stuff and
like put paint stuff together. And whatever. Yeah.
And then I was coming up on weekends to do the same.
Mm-hmm. And why all girls? Like, how did you come to that conclusion?
Yeah. I've been a trainer since I was 16 and just always felt like they were the people I could connect with and help the most.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really enjoy training men as much. There were some dudes that I really liked PT in and whatnot, but always just love group training and women in group training.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was two or three others at the time. Like CrossFit was, I guess, still like
all a girl gym, do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
CrossFit was still like a bit of a baby, I guess, 10 years ago, like in Queensland. Like it wasn't definitely nowhere near as well known as it is now. And there was CrossFit Babes on the Gold Coast and there was one in Ipswich, I think.
Mm. And CrossFit Babes was Revy Jane's gym. Yeah.
And she had quite a big social media presence. I knew about her from, it was either Instagram or Facebook back then. And she had a women's gym at the Gold Coast and it looked exactly like what I wanted to do here.
Yeah, so cool. So cool. What do you think, I mean, there's been a lot, but what have been the biggest changes in the business since you first opened?
I think when you first, well, probably the age, like I was 24 when I opened, but also when you first start anything, you have a lot of ideas and you want to do them all and you never want to say no to anyone. So people that have ideas for you, you have ideas and like it's just like no one is there to tell you no, so you just like do whatever and everything.
And what, like what kind of things do you mean?
Oh fuck, I had three businesses at one point, dude. I had like a networking thing going on. I wanted to make a huge thing out of Contessaware and like make it massive. Just everything and anything. Just wanted to not say no to anyone, and just be able to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Realized pretty soon that I couldn't.
You can't.
Can't do it all.
And where do you think that comes from? Just being like new and wanting to get the business out there? Is that what drove that behavior, do you think?
I think I've always been really creative, and I think if I have an idea and I think it's a good idea, I want to put that idea to life.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone has an idea and I think it's a good idea, then I want to help bring that to life. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I guess it's that, just that same thing that people get from setting goals. It's just like that really big, nice hormonal response that you get from it. And then you realize after it's established, you're like, this is no fun no more.
I did the thing and now I'm done.
And now I'm bored. I think I'd be really good at startups. Like, just help,
start it and move on.
Just help people start up, sell it on.
You and have then, some poor fucker like me being like, what? Okay.
This is what we're doing. I'm moving on. But yeah, I realized over the years, I don't know when, I don't know if you've heard me say it before, but it's more about saying no than saying yes.
Mm.
So I learned that pretty quick, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. What else do you feel like have been the big changes, biggest changes in the business?
I think when we first started, Jordo was doing the programming. It definitely didn't have any right to be doing that. We had early on, we had, again, saying yes to anything. I don't remember the timeline, but I think it was within the first 12 months, maybe 6 months in, Jordo started coaching here and he started coaching boys here. Mm-hmm. So we had like two sides to the business. It was CrossFit Contessa and Ground Zero Strength and Conditioning. Mm-hmm. And Ground Zero was the boys' side. So it was men's only, women's only. And it went pretty well. Like we had a pretty similar amount of boys in the classes than we had girls That's in the cool. classes. There was only, two or three boy sessions a day. And they were at different times to the girl sessions.
Yeah.
But that was a shit idea because that took that took away the whole point of what we were doing.
Of like girls only. Yeah.
And Jordo also realized he doesn't really like people or coaching.
Tough job to be in.
Yeah. It's not that he doesn't like people. He just doesn't like – he didn't like the feeling of telling people they were doing something wrong mm-hmm. and then they would have to fix that thing. Mm-hmm. He didn't really enjoy coaching basically.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to – coach all of those classes as well as what I was doing. We took that away. Except for one session, we made a mixed session. Or maybe it was, I think it was morning and night at that time.
Like the early and the late or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was 6:30 a.m., 6:30 p.m., something like that.
Yeah.
We had boys in with the girls. And And then now we just have the one boy session.
Yeah, cool. And it is a girls only gym, but why the mixed session? Can you remember when we started that again?
It never like completely went away because Mitch has never gone away.
We've always just had like one or two token boys for as long as I can remember.
But the main reason, I tried to get rid of them all at one point, tried to send them on the way to go and find.
They kept coming back.
Yeah. And it was, I think the main reason I wanted to keep the mixed session is because the boys that wanted to do CrossFit and get the same thing that their partners were getting, they weren't getting the same thing when they were going to try it in other places. They weren't, yeah, whether it was the coaching or the community side or whatever, I'm not sure what it was, but a lot of them would go and try somewhere else, and then they'd be like, well, they'd like talk about it of a night time, and they weren't getting the same as what their partner was getting here. So, and I like our boys.
Mm.
Our boys are good. They're just supportive of what we're trying to do, which is really cool.
It is very cool. I think we counted, we have 12 I think now.
I can't remember. Mm. We only counted last week or something.
Yeah, pretty sure it's 12.
Yeah, and they're all, I don't think we've got any random ring-ins, do we? Mm-mm. They're all partners or sons or somehow related to the girls that come here. And yeah, I think you're like a pretty amazing sort of dude to be comfortable enough to be led by women, instructed by women, and be in a predominantly women's gym and not feel ego threatened. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you're a pretty cool person.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, so awesome. I think it's so awesome for the kids then to see that happening as well, to be like my dad trains in that class, and it's like lady coaches, and there's ladies everywhere, and sometimes the ladies kick his ass.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
Exactly.
So cool.
I think it really is. Mm. So yeah, I don't think we'll ever expand on the boys. Like, we've had people ask over the years, but I've gotten pretty good at saying no.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we'll ever, like, obviously we do PTs with a lot of the guys as well. But yeah, I don't think we need any more group classes with dudes.
And yeah.
Happy with what we've got.
Yeah, it's gone pretty good. When you first opened the gym, you coached by yourself for a really long time.
Mm.
You did all of the classes on your own, 7 a day, I believe they were at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Seven.
How long until someone else helped you out with that? Like, how long were you doing it by yourself for?
Well, so I got really, really sick with gastro a couple of months in, and I got it of like a mid, I think it was like a mid afternoon, and my friend who lived in Caloundra, Lana Morris, who you've like done heaps of stuff with over the years as well, like online coaching, she had her level one, and she stepped in for me for a couple of days when I was really sick. I had no idea how the classes went, no idea about, I was sick as a dog, and she just helped out, so I was really thankful for that. And then
we were like, this is nice.
Yeah, this is a nice feeling to not have to be there morning and night. And then it was probably maybe 6-8 months in, I had someone else, I don't know how many classes, it wasn't many, it was maybe 4 a week. And she also lived in Caloundra. Her name was Karen. And she was lovely. And she was Irish. And she was around 50 years old, I reckon, 45, 50. And she was like just the most full-on, what's the word, personality. She was just like bubbly as shit.
Mm.
Everyone loved her. And that was, I was just shit manager. I was I was a baby. I was... I didn't do things very well and communicate things very well back then. So I didn't like the way she was doing stuff, and that I was just like, all right, well, get this rid of her. This is
the end of that.
Yeah. Instead of, actually managing her, I was like, nope, I think we're done here. I think you can fuck off.
You failed.
Yeah. I think I've learnt a lot of lessons over the years from there. And then I think I got, when did I get pregnant? 2015.
What year is it now?
So I had Callie about 18 months after I opened, and I had two trainers that I had lined up to help me out while I was going to take some time off that were members that went and did the level one. One of them unfortunately failed the level one a couple of times. And the other one was just flaky as fuck. So I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, I didn't know what I was going to do. And then Joe messaged me and she was like, hey, I'm moving to the coast. You want some help while you're having a baby? Like,
oh, thank God.
I was like, oh shit. So she helped out while I had Callie
mm-hmm.
in the mornings and nights and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And then how long was it just the two of you for?
That's a great question.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not
we
sure.
We should have taken some notes, really, shouldn't yeah. we?
I wouldn't be able to, I wouldn't even know. I don't even know who was after that. Probably AJ. And she did like the, helped with the booty camp,
mm-hmm.
which we then turned into rookies later on. And she also did massaging. Was Belle then? I don't even yeah. know. Belle yeah. would have been after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had someone helping out in like an admin-y type role that also helped with babysitting while I was coaching for probably 3 years, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Like with like the first 3 years of Callie's life,
mm-hmm.
I had someone that was able to, if I needed help with a kid, they were able to help out.
Yeah.
They didn't know they were babysitting, being paid to babysit, but it was pretty helpful.
Yep, very good. And then I think I started in like 2018-ish. Mm-hmm. And then the little old pandemic happened not long after that, really.
It's crazy that you were there for only 2 years before.
Feels like so much longer. Yeah,
before the pandemic.
Yeah.
I had a really, I think when you started was probably the biggest ever drama that happened in the gym as well with some members.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that was around the same time.
Yeah, it was.
And that was a massive lesson for me in, again, management, but in a different way, and being close and really close friends with a large group of members. And it didn't end well. And it was really scary and really affected me a lot. Like I still remember one session. You and I were training together, and like the ringleader of that time, either did or said something to me that was just so uncalled for, and I just walked out and was just crying, and you walked out after me and you were like, it's okay. And I was like, I don't want to fucking do this anymore. I'm done with this shit. Like, I'm done with the gym. I'm finished. Like, this is shit. And you were like, okay, then be done with it. And I was like, what the
fuck do you think you
are? I was
like,
what are you saying? I'm not done. Like, and I just remember like you just like calling, you were just called, like you just called me straight, like I was like, I'm fucking done. And then you were like, okay. And I was like, no. Like, not out loud. Yeah. But I was like, oh, she just fucking called me out on my own bullshit, like straight away. And I was like, this one's a keeper.
We're going to be friends.
This is a good one.
I don't remember that. I remember, obviously, I started when all of that was going on. So I don't think I really understood at the time the full
extent,
magnitude of it, I guess. Like, I do now. But, yeah, it was... Yeah, lots was going on when I started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was all really good lessons now. And as you know, like especially since, like I've always been really protective of what this place is and making sure everyone feels safe, whether it's staff members or members. But that was probably the biggest lesson in just making sure that just shit doesn't happen. Like it's not a place where this is like people think, when they think of a women's gym, they think, oh, that's going to be bitchy. But like, it is the opposite of that, because I will not allow it here ever again.
Yeah. And it's like, sometimes you have to go through that hard shit to like, be like, we can't do that ever again.
Yeah. And then, so that's, as you know, like if I see something, I fucking call it out straight away. I squash it,
because
it just has to be like it can't. Yeah. Can't ever happen.
And I think people see the gym the way it runs now, and they're like, this is all like got it figured out, but it's because of things that have happened in the past, like lessons that you've had to learn or that we've had to learn, and be like, okay, we're never doing it like that again. We need to make sure this happens, or if this happens, we need to do this.
Yeah.
It's like everything. Yeah. So many lessons along the way.
And that's it. Like, I think it's the way you frame it. It's like I could have looked back at a lot of different things, like, you know, getting rid of a staff member because I didn't like the way they did things rather than actually managing that staff member. Like, it's not a failure. That's a lesson.
Yeah.
It's like, 100%. Oh, shit. But, like, I learned from – as long as you learn from it, then you can keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think it – like, thinking of things like that, how long do you think it takes you to be able to look back on it as a lesson and not something – that was a failure or something that was done very wrong or poorly or whatever?
I think it depends on the thing, but I think the whatever happens after that is the lesson. So like, you know, for example, getting rid of that trainer and not managing how she was doing things, and then the backlash of that is, oh, now I don't have that help.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you could have, like, it's almost instant. Like, the feedback is almost instant based on what the repercussions are of the action. You can gain feedback almost straight away.
Like, you,
if that makes sense.
Yeah. Prevented that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, now this isn't good for me. I could have done this differently.
Shit.
Yeah.
So we had, I started in 2018. I think a lifetime happened, and then COVID hit. Just before COVID hit, we bought another gym.
I had this, you were always like, you always went above and beyond and did everything more, and you were just everything I wanted in a team member. And I was like, she deserves to be a part of one. She has to have her own. And then this woman in Caloundra sent me an email, and she was like, I want you to buy my gym. And I was like, what? What? Me? She said, I think that's a part of like, me? Yeah. You want me to? Okay. Like, you tell me I'm pretty. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So and then me and you talk to our husbands, we're like, so
Josh was overseas. He wasn't even here. And I always say to you, like, he loves me too much. Like, I could do anything or say anything, and he'll be like, yeah, let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
I remember calling him being like, babe, I need this many tens of thousands of dollars. And he was like, okay, no worries. That's literally how the conversation went. And I was like, okay, cool. We're in.
Meanwhile, I'm at home, and Jordo's like, fuck, absolutely not. Are you insane? This, you've just started your own, only just starting to feel good again. Yeah. Like, after all that bullshit that happened, like, what are you doing? He's like, no, you're not having a partnership. All partnerships end poorly. Like, there's no fucking chance. And I was like, I'm doing
We're doing it.
I was like, I didn't give a fuck what you say. We're going in.
I felt like we were asking our parents for a sleepover.
Yeah. And I remember, like, messaging each other when we were talking about it, and you're like, Josh is in. I was like, fuck. I was like, I'm going to need 3 days, 3 business days to get old mate on my side.
Oh my God.
But yeah, eventually we got there. Negotiated, felt like a gangster negotiator. Don't think we looked hard enough at numbers. No, like,
we were fucking useless.
Absolutely useless.
We were idiots.
So what's this, 2019?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, must have been. And like, their back half of 2019. Yeah.
She sent us the numbers of how many members there were. We get there, and like, half of these members are inactive, not paying. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
fucking hell. The numbers just
didn't add
it's
up.
It's our own fault. We should have checked it better.
We should have checked it. Excited.
We should have checked it full stop.
But we had 2 gyms. Yes. So it was very good.
Oh my God.
And I remember, like, we were so excited.
Oh, I was like, it was like, I was so excited. I was like, this is what I've always wanted. This is so great.
And we were like, pumped. And then, like, the way the old business owner, she wanted to like bring us in and have a meeting with the current members. And we were going to like talk about what we're going to do. And I was like, so excited to go into that. I was thinking it was going to be so good.
Yeah.
I feel like we got eaten alive in that. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they're like, what are you going to change? Like, we're standing in front of like 20 or 30 women, and they're like spitting questions at us while we're just standing there like, holy fuck, like, this was not the welcome that we thought we were going to get.
Yep.
You remember that?
I do. It was, I still didn't like click on at that point that it was going to be really hard.
No. I was still living in dreamland. Gym.
So yeah, that was tough. I think, and I don't know for sure, but I think going into an established community is always going to be harder than starting a new one. Like, you think because it's established, there's people, you know, bills are already being paid for, you know, there's facility, you know, everything's set up and going, but getting buy-in from brand new people who are maybe a little bit angry or upset or whatever at the way things ended, it was so much harder than I expected it to be.
Very much.
So much harder.
We put on an almost full-time trainer and friend mm-hmm. who's an amazing coach mm-hmm. and she built really strong relationships with them down there as well, which was good. How long before COVID after that? Like a couple months?
It was about 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
I think from memory, I only did like one full day there and it was a Friday.
Yeah. And I think me and Riz did the rest. Yeah.
And you had never worked as many hours in your life.
Yeah. I don't know how I survived. Like fucking, yeah.
Well, you didn't train. You quit training.
Yeah. Like. I didn't at all. I think I was training like 2, maybe 3 days a week.
And some of it just from home in the middle of the night just to get something just done. Just
do something. We never saw each other.
Yeah. Like, and we were like, it's going to be so fun. But we just see each other on the highway and be like, see ya.
And I was still working.
Have fun at the other gym.
Physio at the time. So I would like go there and then go to like clinic and then like go come up here in the afternoon and go back down there in the afternoon. And holy dooly, we were idiots.
Stupid.
So stupid.
Like, so 2009. So I was 29. You'd think I'd know better by that age. But nope, I was still loving ideas.
Yeah.
Just welcoming them all. You want me to buy a gym? I'll fucking buy a gym. And since then, people have said to me like, just random people in comments, you know, they walk in here, they're like, oh, are you going to open another one?
No.
And I'm like, how dare you suggest that?
Oh, yeah, that was hard.
Yeah.
It was really tough.
So it was a few months and then COVID.
And then COVID hit.
It was 3 months was not long enough to gain trust and mm-mm. respect and everything.
I feel like, yeah, towards the end of that 3 months, like things were getting so much better and so much easier. And I still remember the day we broke even down there. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And just like we were just having like tiny little wins every now and then. I was like, okay, this is going to work. Like we're going to be able to do this. And then bam.
And straight away, like we didn't have anywhere near as many members down there as we did here. Mm. But straight away, and you can't blame anyone at COVID, like when COVID happened. But straight away, most people from South were like, done.
Yeah, we had a really good core, maybe like 10 to 15 that stuck around for as long as they could. And just, yeah, really, really cool people. But yeah, that was tough. Like I remember the day that COVID lockdowns were announced and you came to my house and we were just like sitting on my floor and we're like, what the fuck are we going to do? Like, what are we actually going to do with these places?
I don't remember being at your house. I don't remember.
Yeah, at the rental down at, we were in Bedina at the time, that really old brick house.
I do remember the video we made, like you wrote everything down on the whiteboard here. We talked about like renting out equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, like we wrote down like different packages people could take of equipment. So don't know how we come up with those numbers. We were just like, yep, that sounds like a good amount for a rower. That sounds like a good, and we just like put things together. And then we did a video in the members group. It was like, if you want to hire equipment out, this is how much it's going to cost. This is what you need, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it was crazy.
It was nuts. I totally forgot about that whole part of it, the hiring of the equipment.
Yeah.
We kept very bad track of it as well. At the end of COVID, I was like,
I'm pretty sure we still have some barbells in the wild, eh? There's still some shit out there.
I'm pretty sure we had more dumbbells or kettlebells than this.
For sure.
Some people out there with some free fucking equipment.
I'm pretty sure we had a spreadsheet, but when people brought it back, we didn't check it.
Yeah. Thanks. Lesson number 997.
I'm pretty sure someone only brought back a barbell about 18 months ago. Yeah. They were like, hey, this barbell's been in my garage since COVID. I was like, cool. Thanks so much for your honesty.
Funny. So, so funny.
Very funny.
Yeah. That was a tough couple of months though, COVID times. You and I used to train together. At this point, we'd bought a house just around the corner from you, luckily. And we'd like sneaky train together at nighttime and stuff.
Yeah, in the backyard. Yeah. Hope our neighbors didn't dob us in.
Under the cover of darkness.
Get eaten by mozzies and standing in Coco's dog shit.
Worth it. It's worth it.
I needed those, that people interaction.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure I cried maybe every second day.
Yeah, he did. He did for sure. What were you most worried about in that time?
Well, like losing the business.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how far into the lockdown did we get before we made the decision to close South. How far was that?
I don't know. I don't feel like it was
very long.
Very long. Maybe like, what, were we locked down for 3 months?
Yeah.
I feel like it was like 4 to 6 weeks in. And I'd been thinking about it for a while. And I think you had been as well. We hadn't said anything. Yeah. So we just had so much other stuff going on. And then I just remember one day, I think you messaged me and you're like, can you come over? We need to have a chat. I was like, yep, I know what this is about. But then we're both like, we need to shut it down.
Yeah.
And we're like, thank God.
Oh, phew. But even, yeah, that was so tough because I think so many people from down there who we didn't even think that they would give a shit because of like just everything.
The way everything had been, yeah.
And they were so mad and so upset, which makes sense.
Absolutely.
Understanding, but like they were very mad.
Yeah.
There was a couple of women that were very mean. And like we were going through so much. I'm not saying they weren't, but like we were mean, man.
Yeah, like, running at a huge loss, like just bleeding money from that place. And like, it was tough. It was really, really tough. It was
brutal. And then, then obviously all of the resources and mental after we made that decision just went into this gym. And I was just so worried that we were also going to lose it.
Mm.
And just because people were losing jobs and they're having to cancel like constantly. Like we did all right with online. I'm getting all the memories at the moment because it was March.
Mm.
So all my Facebook memories are coming up. We were posting it like crazy. Becky was so good. She was putting videos together for us.
Like all the little Zoom snippets and stuff.
So we did pretty good at, what do we call it back then? Pivoting.
Yeah.
Pivoting to online. And we had a few of the South girls stay on, even knowing that they weren't going to have a gym to come back
so cool.
Very cool. But yeah, that was definitely my main concern. And and just you guys, like I was so like, I know the government was being very helpful with like the payments and whatnot, but I was like, fuck, like
can't last forever.
Yeah. Like it's my gym. Like I'm not going to cut myself out of a job. I pulled back, like I have to make sure that I'm getting paid, but I pulled back all the way from any coaching. Mainly I was just too fucked up. I don't think I could emotionally and mentally do it at that point anyway, but I made sure all you guys had coaching and like clients and stuff. But I just remember having a conversation with Jordan. He's like, well, if we're losing, someone's got to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, like we can't. Yeah. That's fucked. Like that can't happen.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And luckily it didn't have to.
Luckily. But yeah, it was just such a wild time. And then coming.
Oh, right error. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
It only just happened. I think we're still going.
I think we're going?
Yeah, no, we're going. We're on.
We're going, all right.
I don't know what right error means, but we're at 32 minutes, 50, and it's still going.
All right. And I remember coming back, we were allowed like in the car park, and that was so cool. Like to have people back here again was so, so cool. But yeah, what a fucking wild ride.
Yeah. And you guys also not only in the car park, but you were allowed to do one-on-ones.
I was at Fisherman's Road Oval and stuff.
Yeah. There was a few like random one-on-ones happening outdoors when like things were starting to like open up again.
And Sarah posted a video of handstand push-ups. I'm pretty sure that was me and her out the front here in one of those PT sessions.
Yeah. That's so
during
cool.
COVID. Yeah. Just, yeah. Lots of crazy little things.
So cool. But yeah, it's big lessons. Like that was one of those, because all of that bad shit that happened in 2018 where I was like, I don't even want to do this anymore, which I probably said every year for the first 6 years probably. Like I had different stages of not wanting to do this anymore. But that was the biggest one in 2018. When 2020 happened, it cemented it for me that this is what I want to do for the rest of my fucking life. Because I was so scared of losing it.
Yeah.
And I just like, I was like, this is my everything. This is what I fucking wanted. Yeah. I don't ever want to not have this.
I remember having that conversation with you because you were like looking up university degrees and stuff. And you were like, there's nothing I want to do.
Nothing. Like there's zero I want to do.
Oh my God. Craziness.
It still says right error, but it's still counting. So hopefully we're getting a podcast out of this.
We're just having a fucking chat, aren't we?
Well, it's a good chat. It's like therapy. It's like
therapy session. Oh God. And then what happened? So we forgot to say, in amongst all of that, this gym happened, like this shed.
Mm.
So that was just before
lockdown.
Lockdown.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep. I remember we were across the road. So at this point I was reasonably involved with the business.
Yep. I think I had you as...
I think, was I managing them?
You were manager. I think so.
I was that from day one, babe.
Yeah, no, you were. I was like, this bitch got me wrong in my gym.
This sign came up for lease across here because we used to be across the road in a smaller shed. And then I remember you being like, I want that shed. I want that shed. And I was like,
it's
well,
triple the size.
Get the numbers. Get the numbers. Let's work it out. And we worked it out and it didn't work.
The numbers. Hey, we learned our lesson though. The numbers did not work. The numbers
didn't work. And I was like, I don't think it's going to work. Like we don't literally don't have the money to pay that first month's rent. But we moved anyway. Look at us now.
Again, I had to sell it to Jordan. I was like, we're going to have more than double the space. Means obviously more than double the members.
That's how it works, right?
That's how it works. You build it and they will come.
Absolutely not how it works.
If COVID didn't happen, I wouldn't have gone through all that business coaching and done all of that legit.
We probably wouldn't have survived.
No, I don't reckon. In this space with the rent that what it was, which it's nearly double of what that was. It's
like eye-wateringly high.
Yes, now compared to then. And that was a scary number. It is actually probably, it's very close to double what we were starting out with 4 years ago. So yeah, I wonder if we didn't, I learned so much in that business course that I did, and I spent I think close to 18 months with them and learning so much, and that's when we put a lot into PTs and just a lot into diversifying the business, not like starting a different business, like a networking business for women, like it I
brings
did
you nothing.
Yeah, brought zero money, just more problems. I'm very thankful for Two Brain Business and all they still do. Like they give out so much free information for business owners.
Yeah. To change the way that we do everything. Yep. And I totally agree. I think if COVID didn't happen and we had have moved here, I don't know what would have happened. We were in the red.
I would have went and got another job
at university. Yeah.
Just to figure it out.
So wild.
So nuts. Yeah. It was a lot. But I think it, obviously, it was a lot and lots of negative things throughout that time, but a lot of good things that came from it.
So many. Yeah, there were so many good lessons in that, I think, which is really, really cool. Been through a lot, man.
Yeah. And then, the 4 years and it's been to support you guys more than anything and be there for you and watch everyone else's businesses thrive inside of the gym, which is very cool.
Yeah, it is very, very cool to see. Going from one coach and then two coaches for different periods. We now have a coaching team of seven.
Wild.
Crazy.
It's insane. Seven children.
Yeah.
I am a child too, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's just nuts. Absolutely nuts.
But yeah, it's fucking cool and can't see me doing anything else.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to the 20-year podcast.
We'll be and then.
How old will we be? 50. I'll be 54.
But.
No.
What?
I counted to 30 years. Wow. Maths. I own a gym. I'm a business owner. I will be 44. Why are you talking so old? We're not going to be that bad.
I don't know. It feels old. I know it's not old. I remember thinking. I know it's not old. But 34 it just feels old. A long way away, I guess.
Yeah. My eye just started twitching.
Starting.
Wow.
Do you think people will still listen to us in our 40s and 50s and 60s?
Oh, babes. Absolutely. Okay. We're good value.
Okay.
Entertainment. No, we'll just be over everything by then. We'll just be like, no. Do this better.
What next? What next?
Trivia?
What is that?
I don't know. What is it? I'm still unsure.
She's not kidding.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, I sat. She was like, let's talk about what's happening on Saturday. And I was like, okay. And we started talking about it. She's like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, don't fucking worry about it.
I was like, I'll figure it out. When you explain this to everyone on the night, I'll figure it out then.
She's like, ah.
Yeah. So I'll keep it in. I'll be like, yeah, duh.
Obviously. God.
Stupid idiots. Come on. Get with it. Now we just we build everyone's, all of the trainers, knowledge, confidence, businesses, PT, all of that stuff. Just keep helping more people. Mm-hmm. More people we can help, the better.
Second gym. I'm
kidding. You want to go? Let's go.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Don't know.
Absolutely nowhere. Not.
Fucking nowhere.
To burn this one to the ground first.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Gross. Well, congrats.
And to you, Miss Lady. Thank you.
That's all I got for you.
Perfect. Do you have a question or?
We talked about it right at the start, so I feel like it's not going to be funny anymore.
Oh, what did we talk? I don't remember. That's helpful.
An in-depth conversation about our favorite lolly and how to eat it.
We share the same favorite lolly.
We do.
Which is, we don't share the same often of anything.
No, that's true, actually. I'm surprised that it's the same.
Yeah.
I think we like it for different reasons, though.
Yours is a texture reason. Yeah. Mine is just taste.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms.
Very good. I think I probably mostly just bite it in half and throw
like
it in.
Put it in your mouth and bite it in half, or like
no, like then, hold onto it,
really,
and then bite half of it and then look at. I don't know. I
or like crack all of the, what's the outside called? Like the shell,
the chocolate,
like the, is that chocolate? The outside bit? No, the inside's chocolate.
Yeah, that's chocolate.
Is it? Is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like a sugar thing. I don't fucking know. Why doesn't it melt? Someone help us.
What do you mean?
You know the outside crunchy bit.
Why doesn't it melt?
Yeah.
How do you know it doesn't melt? You just eat it faster. Because you're not eating it in the sun.
No, but I feel.
Is that why it's not melting? Maybe eat it in the sun and it'll melt.
I feel like it doesn't melt. It just stays the same.
I don't know what you mean.
Like they
are. Well, like, where are you eating peanut M&Ms? You're just eating in air-conditioned movie theaters and like at home on your couch in the aircon. Like, I'm not expecting it to
in
melt.
In my head, it just doesn't melt. It just stays like that no matter what conditions it's in.
Have you got any here? We need to test.
I do
this.
Actually.
Yeah, cool. We're gonna test this after this. Both sound like fucking idiots.
Wow.
Right now.
Business.
Business. All right. Well,
no, I'm very excited.
Oh yeah.
And they're fucking hilarious.
I'm excited.
They're so funny.
I love surprises.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to be, when you say that, I feel like I'm going to be very surprised.
Like you're going to be surprised all night because you don't know.
Whoa, that's going to shit. She's trying to be, Briggsy's trying to be discreet and give us a note.
I actually just jumped.
And you just ruined it all. That's hilarious. And... yeah, well, that's about it.
Okay, well.
Oof, yeah.
See you for all of your surprises tomorrow.
I'm excited.
With trivia.
I'm excited to be surprised. All right, okay, bye.
Bye.
What's going on? None of that's recorded, I bet.
I don't know. Not, we just had an excellent 43-minute chat. It's still.
Hello.
It's still recording.
Cool.
Stop saying that. Hopefully it works.